to Rise FM with Shola Ama, who's loving my baby. And you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation on a tendency to dislike others. Because the truth is, sometimes, yeah, your gut feeling might be right, but sometimes it's a you thing. And I don't think many people actually sit down to do some introspection on the fact that, is it possible? I'm the problem. And now I think other people have a problem with me because I don't realize how many people I dislike, how many people I have absolutely no reason to even dislike, but just do. So the question of the evening being, when you dislike someone, do you expect people who are close to you to also dislike them? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. But just to explain on what that is, people who consistently exhibit a tendency to dislike others are often described as misanthropes. This term refers to a person who hates or mistrusts other people. The reasons for this dislike can be varied, ranging from past experiences, psychological factors, to personality traits. So you see why sometimes it's a you thing, because you can't just say, no, I don't like this person. You know, ngabananga, they've done absolutely nothing wrong to you. Then what is the issue? What is the issue? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. Do you then start distancing yourself and involving yourself in this issue of them disliking each other? Or do you say, okay, I've experienced them differently. I have absolutely nothing to be concerned about or a reason to not be on good terms with that individual. So it has nothing to do with me. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. We are talking about people who have a tendency to dislike others, with the question of the evening being, when you dislike someone, do you expect those close to you to dislike them too? And if you missed it, people who consistently exhibit a tendency to dislike others often are described as misanthropes. And this term refers to a person who hates or mistrusts other people. The reasons for this dislike can be varied, ranging from past experiences, psychological factors, to personality traits. Now, the possible reasons for disliking others are past hurts and betrayals. A history of negative experiences, such as being mistreated or betrayed, can lead to a general mistrust and dislike of people. Stress and overwhelm. Stress can trigger negative emotions like anger and irritability, potentially leading to a feeling of dislike for those around you. Introversion and social anxiety. Some individuals may naturally prefer solitude and find social interaction challenging or even anxiety-provoking, leading to a lack of desire to interact with others. Ideological differences, disagreements on political, religious, or cultural beliefs can create feelings of animosity and dislike towards those who hold opposing views. Low self-esteem, feeling inadequate or insecure, can lead to a dislike for oneself and potentially others, as well as feelings of jealousy. Projection. Individuals may project their own insecurities and negative traits onto others, leading to dislike of those perceived to possess similar qualities. Fear of the other. Dislike can stem from a fear of anything different or perceived as a threat, leading to an in-group versus out-group mentality. So you see why it's tricky. And you must never assume that you don't like. Especially there really isn't a real issue. Because sometimes it becomes a problem when you even ask a person, why don't you get along with this person? Or so I don't see why that is a problem to you. Be who you are and comfortable in your own skin, and allow them to be who they are and comfortable in their own skin. Why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? Why does their confidence offend you if you are also confident? Because whether they tell themselves they are it because they are coping with certain scars or wounds that are hidden to us, that's them. So let me know. I'm going to be getting into your comments as to when you dislike someone, do you expect those close to you to also dislike them too? In a moment. It's Rise FM. The Fem Evenings with your radio, Madame Fezile Manzini. And I asked you on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise of M 943, because when you dislike someone, do you expect those close to you to dislike them too? And this is what you had to say. Donsom D, I don't believe in hotspotting in Zondo. I mind what I share with those who are close to my enemies. And then there's logic, Inonkino Utsi. No, in fact, people do come around by other people. But when I'm alone, I'll be like, hey, at least it is passed on first. Simpiwe Switch Innocent, Utspela Lenzaba, Ibugene Nami, Bona Abangeni Lana Logoni. Nora Felicity Utsi, no, Prince Mnisi Utsi, no, Yami Kletwangimi, Ungatingeni. Joyce Chiru Utsi, depends why I don't like them. Some not for Luanle Utsi, never. Tulani Babaluan Dilepagania Utsi, no. Victim Kitty Uts, no, I fight my own battles. Banele Prince Uts, yep, sitsa sam, sitsa setu, that's it. But we must also know, with nize nibe dita wendigen, we can't just out of loyalty to you now, consider someone sitsa. Sometimes we honestly do not know. We honestly do not have the facts. And I feel good as an adult, the mature thing to do is not get involved because I don't have the facts around this issue. Why should I take sides on something I don't know? Banele, or rather, Enoch Prongwe, Nama Junior, Utsi, ngoba I hate them, yena, uba tanzanjani, yena, bona, batitsatam. Again, uma ngabe, you sat down with those close to you and you told them, Utsi, these are the facts around this issue. This is what is going on. Na involesi bangago. And they agree with you, Utsi, no. Based on what you have given us, you have every reason, Utsi, ningavan. Then I'd understand why you'd feel betrayed by Utsi, basonzelene nalomuntu loyo. But if they honestly do not know, Utsi, kahle kahle kwendekeni, bavele nje babona sekungiloko. I don't see why then, ngoba nina nisakhulumisana nisabingelelani, uma fika lo muntu abingelela lona lo jwayelene nawe, then yeah, now so sitsatsam. But I don't know what it's about. Mhlengi Pratibe Utsi, no, mpendule keke Grace, Utsi, kwamele bangilekelele sizonde. But now the problem is if you are wrong, if you are the culprit in the issue, it's going to compromise your relationship with a lot of people when the truth comes out. Because now you've roped them into something that you knew, which you are the guilty part. And now they owe someone an apology on something that had absolutely nothing to do with them until you involved them. So I'm going to compromise it. Precious Mkacha Utsi, no, it's not their battle. Mukhale Malachi Utsi, no, if I don't like you, it doesn't mean people around me must do the same. And I think the moral of the story is if we are very interested in being supportive to emotionally supportive of people close to us, even in issues of disagreements, I think the best thing to do is to mediate. Utsi, before, ngithatha mahlangothi ngoba fanele sibonisane and we must come up with a solution if there is one. Asihlaleni phansi sonke sive ukuthi kahle kahle nibangani. That is the mature thing to do. And then based on what they both have to say, then it's easier for you to say, ngiyayingena or ay, yeah, veleni cha. It complicated. Kusobala nje ukuthi there's a lot that doesn't add up. Besicela shem ukuthi ningasifaki. You don't talk about this person mawuhleti nathi nawe ungakhulumi ngaye mawuhleti nathi because you already know ukuthi I'm the mutual friend. That is the mature thing to do. Because in that way, awukadingeni, you don't need to apologize to anyone in future, but above everything else, you tried to be the voice of reason. Uma ngabe boyi two are being unreasonable. Silungisa mofaka, sithembele kuwe, ku Rise FM.